While state budget cuts could impact your meat and planting season right around the corner, some helpful advice on the way. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. The Indiana Meat Packers and Processors Association held their annual convention last weekend in Evansville. One topic of discussion was the impact that state budget cuts could have on your local meat processors. CJ Miller has the story.
It's always a concern when we hear the word budget cut of how it affects, you know, the Board of Animal Health, ISDA, and then that trickles obviously down to the small and very small meat processors.
That's Sam Gettinger of Rush County, who's a board member and past president of the Indiana Meat Packers and Processors Association. Just days after taking office, Indiana Governor Mike Braun proposed budget cuts of 5% across the board for all state agencies. However, Gettinger says there are concerns that cuts to the Indiana State Board of Animal Health could mean cutting staff, including the number of state meat inspectors.
Our inspectors are typically pushed for time when they're running around the state and, you know, trying to get to every plant that they can. The big thing is of how this directly affects our small farmers. They want to sell freezer beef at a farmer's market. That has to be inspected. If there's not enough time to inspect it, then as a small processor, you have to turn them away and say, hey, I'm sorry, we can't do that, or you got to sell it through the custom exempt program.
Gettinger says the biggest challenge is up to 50% of the funding for state meat inspectors comes from USDA, which is also experiencing their own budget cuts.
We have federal funds that come in. We have to set a budget as a state early summer. Federal budget doesn't come out till October, so then we're not sure how much we're going to get. So as a state, I think one of the big goals is how do we become more independent but still be able to use the federal programs that are out there. But as of right now, we are getting into the busy season and we cannot hire more inspectors. We're kind of up on a freeze because we don't know how much we'll get from USDA until later this fall. So not knowing that number, and it could be up to 50%, is a little discouraging and hard to plan for.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. I'm CJ Miller.